This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 5th of November, 1953. The title of this lecture is Communication ARC Demonstration. This tape is 61 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, this tape ends abruptly, as did the original master recording.
November 5, afternoon. This afternoon, we're going to take up a subject which is apparently very old, and which I hope at the end of this hour you will find very new. And that's communication. We can go elsewhere in other lectures to discover the interrelationship of communication, affinity, and reality. But in this one, we're merely going to go in on application. We've been talking about certainty, haven't we? We're still talking about certainty. Therefore, if we're talking about certainty, we must be talking about reality. What reality do you get on the incident? Unquote. That is, how certain are you of the incident? We're talking about the same thing. We can approach certainty by increasing and bettering communication. By doing that, we better affinity. And when we've bettered affinity, we've bettered what? Yeah. And of these, the most important, and certainly the most visible, is communication. And the most hidden is reality. That is the least certain in the case. So we're trying to return certainty. On what? Three universes. These three universes operate, by the way, like a triangle. When you improve a fellow's communication on his own universe, you can just go on and do that, on and on and on and on and on. And then you ask him immediately to look at another universe. All of a sudden, communication on his own universe betters. Why? Because he's interlocked with other universes. Now we can pick up communication in his own universe and pick up communication in the mesh universe, and then he does what? And get this one carefully. What does this character do? Communication on his own universe, good. Communication on the mesh universe, pretty good. Doesn't seem to go any further, though. It seems to kind of stop right about there. He immediately starts using the communication level of the third universe. And that's his body. And that's a third universe. Every preacher you've got is so darn identified with a body that he thinks when he works his own universe that he's working a body. It's not true. It's his universe, and then it's his body. As other people's universe. The body is so doggone convinced by other determinism that to turn it into self-determinism would be to blow it up in smoke. Because it can only exist as a solid on other determinism. And now you have a Thetan who is trying to increase his self-determinism. And you put it up against something that is totally other determinism and have him use it for his communication test. Or use it to find out whether or not it's right. Now let's look at this as a piece of idiocy. Complete idiocy. We try to pick up somebody's communication level and ask them how they see through their eyes. No. I mean, this is nonsense. If we're going to pick up the communication level of a Thetan, when we pick up the communication level of a Thetan, that's all. And then we can pick up communication level in the mesh universe, and that's fine. Now let's pick up communication on other universes, and the first other universe we actually run into is the body he's using. That's somebody else's universe. That's the other fellow's. Right away, quick. That's not his universe. And it is the identification of this other fellow's universe, the body, and the Thetan, which we're basically trying to solve with exteriorization. So the more a Thetan gets mixed up with this identification, the more confused he'll be, and his case will bog. You know, and then I went back inside and I haven't been out since. You've heard somebody say that after he's been clear. Somewhat. Stabilized a little bit outside, not very well. And then a truck almost runs over his body and he jumps back in the body to what? Defend and protect it. This morning we talked about other people's problems. Well, every problem the body's got, somebody else's problem. It isn't the Thetan's problem. Every problem, then, that has to do with security, eating, sleeping, all the rest of it that this Thetan is going through, none of these are his own problem, recognizably. They're the body's problems, which he is solving. Most Thetans are on a level of propitiation with regard to the body, which is strictly irk. Oh my gosh, how horrible. Now, there's some levels of technique which have been used in theta clearing for a long time. And I think it's Act 11 of the Handbook for Pre-Clears, no less, which together solve something called a sympathy. Sympathy is what? Complete sympathy is same form, same place, same shape. Let me give you a demonstration of this. Who exteriorizes more or less? I mean, on that basis, more or less exteriorizes. You get out of your head more or less?
Mostly less.
If you get out of your head a little bit, that's what I want. Somebody just a little bit out of your head. You.
Yeah.
Out of your head a little bit? Right from here, I'll run. You can give you just a 2-second demonstration of what I'm talking about. All right. Let's be a foot back of your head. I don't care what foot mm-hmm. about a foot back of your head. Now let's reach forward and pat it on the head and say, poor body.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. All right. Now let's be about 2 feet back of your head and say to yourself, I wonder what I can do for this body.
Yeah.
All right, be there and say, poor body. Pat it on the head. Stroke its head. All right, be about 6 feet back. Say again, reach down, look at the body. Say, poor body. How does that make you feel?
Oh, they're silly.
Makes you silly. Well, say now, can you be about 6 feet back there? Easily? 2 feet
not
back?
Not easily. I'm usually sort of pulling around the
floor. How about 2 feet back? You'd be 2 feet back. Now let's look at the body and say, poor body, it's blind.
Huh? It's the only one of this partnership that sees.
Ah. Be 2 feet back again and say, poor blind body.
No conviction. I know it sees.
There we are. Okay, now let's be 2 feet back there and say, oh, worshipful body thou seest. Get that again. Worshipful body thou seest. Now, get yourself sort of in the attitude of being down on your knees and slamming to the body, saying, thou seest, O star in the heavens. While you're there, say, poor blind me.
Yes.
Now get a feeling of sympathy from the body for you for being so blind.
Yes.
Okay, let's be about 2 feet in the back of your head now. Pat the body on the head and have the body say, poor blind face. Now pat the body on the head again and say, well, I'm glad this body isn't.
Yeah.
Now let's turn sideways and mock up a blind body. Give it a tin cup and send it on its way. mark up on the other side of you a blind body and send it on its way, saying, poor body, as you do so. You do that?
Yeah, but it's more like good for nothing.
Oh, very practical thing. Say, all right, mark up another blind body and have it walk off in some other direction. Say to yourself, good riddance.
Yes.
Another blind body, have it walk away in some other direction. Another blind body, have it walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, and have it walk away.
Yep.
Another one, and have it walk away, feeling sorry for you. Back up another one, and have it walk away. All right, let's be 2 feet back of your head. Where aren't you?
In my feet.
All right, where else aren't you?
On your head.
Where else aren't you?
In that coat over there.
Okay, where else aren't you?
In the telephone.
Where else?
Under your first chair.
Where else?
On the couch.
Where else?
Well, not out of the room.
Okay, where else aren't you?
Behind the picture.
Okay, where are you?
Well,
sort of
in the midair
somewhere. Okay. Are you under your own chair?
No.
You're not? Are you in the middle of your spine?
No.
Are you in your ears?
No. About
2 feet
over 10, I think,
dripping
around.
Uh-huh. Make you feel blind to do that?
No, blinder than usual, no.
Well, get the feeling of how chronic it is to be blind.
Yeah.
Now feel sorry for yourself. I get the body feeling sorry for it.
Yeah.
Feel sorry for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Get the body feeling sorry for it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for yourself.
Yeah.
Body feeling sorry for it.
Yeah.
You're sorry for the body.
Yeah.
Body feeling sorry for you.
Yeah.
Body feeling sorry for itself.
Yes.
You feeling sorry for you.
Yeah.
You're feeling sorry for blind bodies. Blind babies.
Especially.
Don't feel sorry for blind babies. Let's feel no sympathy for blindness.
Yeah.
Feel no sympathy for blindness again. Get determination not to sympathize.
Mm-hmm.
The body being determined not to sympathize. You being determined not to sympathize.
Mm-hmm.
Body being determined not to sympathize.
No, it isn't.
You determined not to sympathize.
Yeah.
You determined not to sympathize for blind bodies. Blind bodies determined not to sympathize for you.
Mm-hmm.
More blind bodies down below you determined not to sympathize with you.
Mm-hmm.
More blind bodies determined not to sympathize with you.
Mm-hmm.
Bodies that have had their eyes knocked out with explosions, not sympathizing with explosions.
Yeah.
I'd blow up all the residue you have around.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Okay, be 2 feet back of your head.
Mm.
Is it easier?
Yeah.
It's easier. Any perception change?
Well, he says I'm getting fairly strong impressions of the room around.
All right, is there any perception change in the body?
No.
Any perception change in you? Not as it was.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, get how equal you are to the body. I get how the body never has a perception change, damn it.
That's right, yes. Yes.
I get how this makes all bodies equal to you.
No, I don't get that.
You equal all bodies. Body's equal to you? A body equal to you? A blind body equal to you? Mm-hmm. You equal to a blind body.
Yeah.
Blind body equal to you.
Mm-hmm.
You equal to a blind body.
Yeah.
Blind body equal to you. You equal to blind bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Blind body equal to you.
Mm-hmm.
You equal to blind bodies.
Yeah.
Blind bodies equal to you.
Yeah.
Blind bodies sympathizing with you.
Mm-hmm.
You sympathizing with blind bodies.
Yeah.
I get how much you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Good blind bodies getting how much they deserve it. Got that? Get you then and therefore knowing how much you deserve it.
Mm.
Be 2 feet back of your head.
Mm.
Pat the body on the head. Say, poor body, it can see anyhow.
Yeah.
I get the body feeling a lot of sympathy for you.
Mm.
You feeling a lot of sympathy for the body.
Yeah.
All right, now be yourself and get the idea of choosing this body out for randomity. Needing the body for randomity.
Yeah.
Choosing it out for randomity.
Mm-hmm.
Needing it for randomity.
Mm.
Choosing it out for randomity.
Yeah.
Needing it for randomity.
Yeah.
Choosing it out for randomity. All right, let's be the body choosing you out for randomity. Now be the body again choosing you out for randomity.
Yeah.
Now be the body threatening you. No? Be you threatening the body.
Yeah.
Be the body threatening you. No?
No.
Look at how dangerous the body is now.
No, it's just stubborn.
Stubborn. Okay, get how stubborn the body is. Be you and hate Thetans.
Yeah.
Be the body and hate yourself.
Mm.
Be you and hate the body.
Mm-hmm.
Body and hate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You and hate the body. Ah. Ouch. There we go. It's a long time to get an ouch out of this. Be you and hate the body. All right, be the body and hate you.
Yeah.
You and hate the body.
Yeah.
Body and hate you.
Mm-hmm.
You and love the body.
Yeah.
The body, be the body and love you.
Yeah.
You and love the body.
Yes.
Yeah. Body and love you.
Uh-uh.
Be the body and hate you.
Yeah.
Be you and hate the body.
Mm-hmm.
Be the body and hate you. You and hate the body.
Yeah.
Be the body and hate you.
Mm-hmm.
Be you and decide you have to fight the body.
Yeah.
The body and decide you have to fight you.
No.
No? All right. Get how noble it is of you to hang around and solve this body's problems.
Give it problems to solve, more likely.
All right. Let's be the body now. And be how nice it is of you as a body to solve the problems for the Satan.
Oh, he was
the
Satan, yes.
All right, you again. Get how nice it is of you to amuse the Satan.
Yes.
All right, now be you and get how nice it is of you to take onto yourself the problems of all bodies on all time tracks everywhere.
I don't feel that way.
You have?
No.
You don't feel that way?
No.
Be you as a body and get how ornery it is of you not to make problems. How nice it is of you not to make problems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Be 2 feet back of your head now. pat the body on the head and say, poor body. Yeah. Let's feel sympathy back from the body now. Mm. You feel sympathy for the body. Mm. Body feels sympathy for you.
Yeah.
You feel sympathy for the body. Mm-hmm. Body feels sympathy for you.
Mm-hmm.
You feel sympathy for the body.
Yeah.
Body feels sympathy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Be 3 feet back of your head. Is that easier?
Yeah.
Easier for you to be there now?
Mm-hmm.
Now shut your body's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, open your own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now just shift your wavelength up to a point where you can take a look at this room.
Things have gone to reverse. It just darkened the center wavelength of mine.
No, what do you know?
Yes.
All right. Now lighten it thoroughly by darkening it thoroughly. Make it get real dark.
Well, there's sort of something appearing out of the mist.
Make it get real dark.
Glory is so dark now.
Make it get real black. Now make it get light. What happened, Ridge Pop?
Well, some so-and-so keeps sticking his head up out of the darkness and back and going. I mean, someone in the room. Yeah. Yeah.
Make the room get dark.
Mm-hmm.
Make it get light. Make it vary a little bit, whichever direction you can.
Mm-hmm.
How can you make it vary so it's lighter?
Well, I can sort of turn on the sort of perimeter vision and sort of see around the edges.
Right, now turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it off. Okay, what's happening?
Well, certainly something I see. I'm not sure what's back and wings in the room, actually.
Mm-hmm.
One or the other, it's pretty definite.
All right. Now, turn on some facsimiles to look at.
Yeah.
All right. Now, turn on some of the room to look at. Turn on facsimiles. Put some facsimiles there so you know you put some facsimiles there.
Yeah.
Now the room. Now the facsimiles.
Mm-hmm.
Now the room. What happens if you do it? Confusing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Real confusing. Well, why don't you be above these facsimiles and duplicate them?
I'm getting crowded.
You sure those are your duplicates?
No,
I don't. You sure the duplicates are yours?
I think two of them.
Well, you sure the one you made yours?
Yeah.
All right, blow it up. Blow the rest of them up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's make a duplicate of your body in the chair.
Yeah.
Blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
Put the room below you and make a duplicate of it.
Mm-hmm.
Blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
Put the body in the room below you.
Yeah.
Make a duplicate of it.
Mm-hmm.
Blow it up. Take another duplicate of it.
Yeah.
Blow it up. Mm-hmm. Another duplicate.
Yeah.
Blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
Another duplicate.
Yeah.
Blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
Another duplicate.
Mm-hmm.
Blow it up. Another duplicate.
Yeah.
Blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
Be 2 feet back of your head.
Yeah.
How's body look to you now?
Well, I certainly see something.
Mm-hmm. Let's turn the video off. Now let's turn it off because it's too good for you. Turn it off deeper.
Yes.
You know, you really deserve it. You got that?
No.
Okay, now turn it on.
Turn it off or on?
On. Turn on a little bit.
Yeah.
Turn it off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it on a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it off a little bit.
It's got ears. Okay.
Body got ears?
Yes.
Turn it on.
Yes.
Turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Make it entirely unreal.
That's
me. Right.
Every time you start to make something unreal, it starts to slap you in the nose with reality.
Be 2 feet back there. Make this body entirely unreal now. How'd you do it?
It gets realer every time I do that. I'm kind of obscuring a little instead of saying I'm unlocking or something. But
just make it real unreal now.
All right. Unreal. Something seems to dope off.
Mm-hmm. Got it real good and unreal?
Pretty unreal.
All right. Now just change your mind and make it real. Make it unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Make it real.
Yeah.
Make it unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Make it real.
Yeah.
Make the room unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Make it real.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Real.
Make
it warm with love.
Make it
warm with love. The room.
Right.
Seething with hate.
Yeah.
Warm with love.
Mm-hmm.
Seething with hate.
Mm-hmm.
Warm with love.
Mm-hmm.
Seething with hate.
Mm-hmm.
Make it real. Make it unreal. Make it real. Make it unreal.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sort of works by reaching and withdrawing. When you reach, it gets realer. When you withdraw, it gets unrealer.
Oh?
Yeah.
Well, be the waves in the room which are pounding you.
Me or the body? Me?
You.
Yeah.
Be you being pounded by the waves.
Mm-hmm.
Be the body pounding you with waves.
I'm not sure it can.
Oh? Be you pounding the body with waves.
Mm-hmm.
Be the room pounding you with waves.
Yeah.
Get how much you deserve that.
Yeah.
All right. Be you pounding the body with waves.
Mm-hmm.
Be the waves pounding you. Be you being pounded.
Yeah.
The waves pounding you.
Mm-hmm.
You being pounded.
Mm-hmm.
The waves pounding you.
Mm-hmm.
This auditing demonstration is continued on side 2 of this cassette.
you resisting being pounded?
Yeah.
The wave resisting pounding you. What's that?
It's just odd. It doesn't seem like the way waves are. It doesn't seem like the way waves are.
What is?
Well, without volition, without the motion.
All right, be you resisting this without volition, without motion thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, be this thing being resisted by you. Okay? Oh, let's be 3 feet back of your head there.
Yeah.
Take a look around.
Well, somebody's under me, and it isn't me.
Is that so?
Yes. It's every back of his body.
Okay. Duplicate it.
All right.
Blow it up. Duplicate it again.
Mm-hmm.
Blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
Duplicate it again.
Mm-hmm.
Blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
Duplicate it.
Mm-hmm.
Blow it up.
Yeah.
Duplicate it.
Yeah.
Blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
Duplicate it.
Mm-hmm.
Blow it up. Now be 3 feet back to your own head. What happened? Something bad happened there?
No.
Be 3 feet back of your head now. What do you see?
My head. On my shoulders.
Okay. Have you had a perception change here?
It hasn't been for a while. I keep seeing in front of my shoulders. Sort of out here somewhere.
What's that?
Yes. The body. The head is in front of the rest of it.
The head isn't what?
It's on my shoulders.
No.
No.
What shoulders are these?
I seem to be wearing my shirt.
How? All right, where aren't you?
Chair.
Where else aren't you?
The cupboard back there.
Where else aren't you? Where else are you?
On the bed.
Where else?
Behind the curtain.
Now you know where you are?
Approximately.
Okay. Are you in the, in your hands?
No.
Head?
No.
Shoulders?
No, my body somewhere.
Ears?
No.
Hair?
No.
Which hair aren't you in? Particularly.
No. I think there's one sticking up there somewhere.
Okay. Let's be 3 feet back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's reach for present time.
Yeah.
Withdraw from it.
Mm-hmm.
Reach from it.
Mm-hmm.
Withdraw from it.
Mm-hmm.
Reach for it.
Mm-hmm.
Withdraw.
Yeah.
Reach for it.
Mm-hmm.
Withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
Reach for it.
Yeah.
Draw.
Mm-hmm.
Reach.
Okay.
I get present time reaching for you. Now be present time reaching for you.
Mm-hmm.
Be present time withdrawing from you.
Mm-hmm.
Be present time reaching you.
Mm-hmm.
Be present time withdrawing from you.
Mm-hmm.
Be present time reaching from you.
Yeah.
Be present time withdrawing from you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any effort in this?
No, it's much easier to be present time doing the reaching and withdrawing than it is me, apparently.
Mm. All right, let's be you resisting present time with reaching for him.
Yeah.
Withdrawing from him.
Yeah.
Be you reaching with present time reaching for him. Now be you reaching against present time.
You both reaching together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Be you withdrawing from present time as it withdraws. Okay. All right. Now, let's hold on to the four upper corners of the room from where you are. Let's feel them. Let's withdraw from them. Reach for them. They're withdrawing.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. See something else in the center of the reaching and withdrawing.
Good. Let's not be in the center of the reaching and withdrawing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be in the center of the reaching and withdrawing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's reach. Let's put up a viewpoint.
Maybe back off and look at what's reaching.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Just put up a viewpoint there that reaches and withdraws automatically, very rapidly.
Okay.
Put up another viewpoint just alongside of it that's doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Put up another viewpoint just below you that's doing the same thing.
Yes.
Put up one just behind you that's doing the same thing.
Yeah. Huh?
All right, move those out into space. Make a piece of space with them.
Okay.
Let's look at them.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice? Now let's make some more up. Let's make some more up and move them up into the corners of the room. How's that? Better?
I'm going to just stuff the viewpoint at each corner.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's blow them up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's be 4 feet back of your head now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's get how real the room is.
Yeah.
How unreal it is.
Mm-hmm.
Make it unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Make it real.
Yeah.
Make it unreal. Make it real. Fill it full of love. Full of hate. Full of love. Full of hate. Full of love. Huh?
Hard to do.
No.
Yeah.
All right, now make it unreal.
Yeah.
Make it real. Make it unreal. Make it real.
Yeah.
Make it unreal.
Right.
Make it real.
Mm-hmm.
Make it unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Make it real.
Mm-hmm.
Make it unreal.
Right.
Make it real.
Mm-hmm.
Make it unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Make it real. Is that getting easier to do?
Yeah.
All right, let's get it loving you desperately. Now, get you loving it desperately.
All right.
Get it hating you.
Mm-hmm.
Get you hating it.
Mm-hmm.
Get it being contemptuous of you.
Mm-hmm.
Get you being contemptuous of it.
Mm-hmm.
Get it being adulatory.
Yes.
Now, get you being adulatory toward it.
Mm-hmm.
Get you hating it.
Mm-hmm.
And it hating you.
Mm-hmm.
You loving it. And it loving you.
Mm-hmm.
You wanting it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wanting you.
Mm. Yeah.
You wanting it.
Mm-hmm.
It wanting you.
Mm-hmm.
You loving it.
Right.
It loving you. You hating it.
Yeah.
It hating you.
Right.
Make it real.
Mm-hmm.
Make it unreal. Make it real.
Yeah.
Make it unreal. Make it real.
Yeah.
Make it unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Reach for it.
Mm-hmm.
Withdraw from it.
Yeah.
Reach for it.
Mm-hmm.
Withdraw from it. You 3 feet back of your head.
Yeah.
All right. How's your perception?
Well, I seem to be seeing things, sort of.
Seems to be what?
I seem to be seeing things, sort of, in a misty way.
Why don't you get feeling them instead? Get the tremendous amount of effort in the room.
You get in my own body, but not in the others.
Get how much thinking there is in the room. Feeling's the easiest.
Feeling's the easiest,
okay. All right. Now, let's put bad feeling into the room.
Is this emotion or actually touch?
Touch.
Yeah.
Put good feeling into the room.
Mm-hmm.
Bad feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Put good emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Bad emotion.
Yeah.
Good emotion.
Right.
Bad emotion. Good visio.
Yeah.
Bad visio.
Mm-hmm.
Good visio.
Yeah.
Bad visio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, repeat these back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
How do you got?
I still think I'm looking down on somebody's head.
No kidding.
That's
not yours.
Hey, what's this head? Like
what's this head look like?
It looks like Lovejoy's head.
Does, huh?
Yeah.
Duplicate it.
Don't be on an easy job. I won't drop.
Duplicate it.
Yeah.
Duplicate it again.
Mm-hmm.
Blow up the duplicates.
Mm-hmm.
Blow up the first one you saw.
Okay.
What happened as you did that?
Well, I blew up the one I saw behind this body's back. We didn't love you. I could see over the other side.
Okay. Repeat the back of your head again.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
There's somebody down there, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like blind man's
buff. Okay. Now let's get certainty that there's nobody to the right of the one you see. Oh, somebody isn't? We'll get certainty there isn't anybody on the level with you.
Yeah.
Certainly there isn't anybody on another level.
Yeah.
Another level.
Yeah.
Another level.
Mm-hmm.
Another level.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly there are no Indians under you.
Yeah.
Certainly there are no cows.
Yeah.
Horses.
No.
Sheep.
No.
Empty space.
No, not empty
space.
A little here and there.
Goats?
No, no goats.
Are there any Martians?
No.
Okay. What's his body look like now?
I got the impression of rather curly, dark hair.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let's get a look at your own body.
Yes.
Got that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's find another body. Now, where are these other two bodies in relationship to your own body?
Let's see. Sure, there are a couple back there.
Mm-hmm. Got two other bodies now in your own body?
Yeah, I'm sure some of them.
Well, where are you in relationship to these three bodies? Let's put in four or five room corners real quick.
Just anywhere?
Just anywhere.
Right?
Boba.
Yes.
Put four or five more room corners anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Boba.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's find the room corners.
Yeah.
All right. Now, where are the room corners in relationship to your body? Where are you in relationship to the room corners?
Well, I'm nearest the right rear.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, let's...
Every time I see where I am, I back off and take a look at where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
This is rather silly.
Yeah. Well, now let's get a passion for observing. Now, let's get somebody else observing you. Be you being observed.
All right.
Somebody else observing you.
Come on. All right.
be you being observed.
Yes.
Somebody else observing you.
Yes.
You observing somebody else.
Yeah.
Somebody else being observed.
Yeah.
You being observed.
Yeah.
You observing the messed universe.
Yeah.
Okay, let's blow up any residue you have around.
Mm-hmm.
Be 3 feet back of the head again.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Fine.
All right, is all the emotion in the body or some in you?
All the emotion actually in the body.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you put some in you where you are? Now make your body feel apathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Make it feel happy.
Yeah.
Apathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Happy.
Mm-hmm.
Apathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Happy.
Mm-hmm.
Angry.
Yeah.
Happy.
Yeah.
Happy.
Mm-hmm.
Make yourself feel enthusiastic.
He's getting all the emotions back from the body or something. Just putting them there, having them. I feel myself.
All right, right below you, put some happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Got that?
Yeah.
Blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
Put some enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
Put some sexual excitement and get it back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you can do better than that.
That's what the body's getting it, not me.
Oh? Waste some sex, right from where you are, waste some sexual excitement.
Hmm. How the devil would you do that?
Can't you tell me?
Oh, yes.
Is somebody else wasting sexual excitement?
Mm-hmm.
Other people wasting other people's sexual excitement.
Yeah.
Somebody wasting yours.
Mm-hmm.
You wasting somebody else's.
Mm-hmm.
All right, put some sexual excitement under you.
Mm-hmm.
Get back.
All goes to the body.
Still goes to the body.
It does.
Well, put a vacuum in the body for sexual excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
Put a vacuum in the body for sexual excitement.
Yeah.
Fill it with splitter. Got that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now put some sexual excitement below you.
Heck, that's how you waste it, putting it anywhere but in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, let's put some more below you.
Yeah.
Let's feel it back. Finally found out that you didn't have any passion or emotion of your own?
Well, that's the way it seems at the moment.
All right. I get you wasting sexual feeling.
For myself and body.
Okay, for yourself.
Myself by giving it to the body exclusively.
Okay. Now get somebody else wasting it.
Yeah.
Somebody else wasting somebody else's.
Mm-hmm.
You're wasting somebody else's.
Yeah.
Somebody else wasting yours.
Mm-hmm.
You accepting it under duress.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else accepting it under duress?
Mm-hmm.
Other people accepting others under duress?
Yeah.
Other people accepting yours under duress?
Mm-hmm.
You accepting others under duress?
Mm-hmm.
You desiring it?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else desiring it?
Yeah.
Others desiring it from others?
Yeah.
Others desiring it from you?
Mm-hmm.
You desiring it from others?
Mm-hmm.
You being curious about it?
Yeah.
Others being curious about it?
Right.
Others being getting curiosity from others about it?
Yeah.
You getting curiosity from others about it?
Yeah.
Others getting curiosity from yours about it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's be 3 feet back there. And now let's mark up some sexual excitement in a block of wood. Got it? Blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mark up some more. Blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mark up some more.
Yeah.
Blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mark up some more. Mm. What happened?
It's not very convincing. Every time, lots more of it goes to the body than the object I'm trying to put into.
Oh, it's still a big flaw.
Hmm?
Still a big flaw of it?
Big what?
Flow of it to the body.
Yeah.
Mark up a hose.
Yes.
To the body.
Yeah.
With a tremendous flood of sexual excitement.
Okay.
Now, just keep it rolling. Acceptable to the body.
No, not like that.
All right. Work up a terrifically intricate system, cogs and gear wheels and so forth, so that it'll be acceptable to the body. Float a battleship in with it.
Battleship?
Yeah. All right, well, I expected to. All right, get the reason why, then.
Yeah.
On the side, that's just a test. They got to have a reason why. You want to know what's most significant. Get that? Let's get the place in the universe you would most like to be. Another thing. Got one?
Yeah, 3 feet in the back of my head and knowing it.
Well, get
or
the,
practically anywhere.
Think of a beautiful reason why you have to be there.
For my own good.
Think of another reason why you have to be there. Well, I'll just get one there. Just give it a real good reason. Because roses are red or something.
All right.
I get a better reason than that.
Well, it might be a convenient place to handle the body from.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get how impossible it is to control a body from 3 feet back of the head.
Yeah.
I get how utterly impossible it would be to get any sexual satisfaction out of it.
3 feet in the back of it.
Mm.
Yeah.
About that?
Mm.
Okay. Get how practical you have to be. Now, get how you deserve having to be practical.
Yes.
Got that? Mm-hmm. Okay. P3D in back of your head now.
All right.
How's your perception?
Well, I felt somebody under me.
Has your perception on it improved any? I get a tremendous desire, as you're feeling, a tremendous desire now for inflow.
Not that.
Get that? What happened?
He said, not that.
Go on. Get some more inflow. Tremendous desire for inflow.
All right.
More desire for inflow.
All right.
More desire for inflow. I get inflow to desire.
Oh, inflow to desire something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
More inflow.
Mm-hmm.
Get how much you deserve it.
Yeah.
Got it? Mm-hmm. I get bad inflow.
Yeah.
Good inflow. I get how big and strong this inflow makes you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't.
Uh-uh.
What does it do to you?
It sort of shrivels.
All right, get sexual sensation inflowing.
Yeah.
Get it outflowing.
Mm-hmm.
Inflowing.
Yeah.
Outflowing.
Yeah.
Inflowing.
Yeah, but it's all from the body.
Still all the body, huh?
Sure is.
Okay. Let's take V3P back there and take a look again.
Mm-hmm.
What's your perception?
Well, it's that head that isn't quite on the shoulders. A little left of the shoulders.
A head not quite on the shoulders.
Yeah, my head and my shoulders, they didn't quite jive.
Well, are they cut apart?
Yes. The head is sort of on the left shoulder.
Well, I'll mark up a duplicate of it. Now, cut the duplicate's head all the way off.
All right.
Another duplicate.
Yes.
Cut its head all the way off.
Yeah.
Another duplicate. Cut its head off.
Yeah.
Another duplicate. Cut its head off.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, just get the idea of you having your head cut off.
I haven't got a head.
Well, let's see if you can get the idea of you getting your head cut off.
All right.
All right. Now, let's put it 50 times in the past that you as a Thetan have been decapitated.
All right.
Let's put it 1,000 times back on the track now, how often you were decapitated as a Thetan.
Mm.
Got how much you deserved this.
Yeah.
Now it's a good thing it happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Get the amount of relief which you can feel now that all this has happened to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Take 3 feet back of your head and take a look at the body again.
All right. Head's in the right place now.
Head's in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
How's the body look to you? Better?
That's all right.
Mm-hmm. Has your perception improved any during this session?
Well, it's been kind of interesting during this session. I haven't tried checking it with actually who's where or anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, be up in the
center.
Be up in the center of the room. Up in the upper center. Got that? Now just sail around to each one of the corners of the room.
Yeah.